Indians pitcher Josh Tomlin, our guest on Wahoo Week, as our coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. And Josh, certainly there is an air of anticipation, an air of excitement with this baseball team this season. Just talk a little bit about what the taste of 2013 gave you guys to say, hey, as a motivational factor, let's get back and do that and a little bit more here in 2014.
I think it's the taste I got last year was huge. I know the little taste I got in September was, you know, it made me have the itch. So I can only imagine what the guys that were there all year experiencing it were, how they feel coming into this year. And I think the atmosphere around the city when that whenever we were winning those games and went to that playoff game was unbelievable, and I think everybody wants to get back to that again.
Talk a little bit about just what it felt like to be in a pennant race, to be in those, you know, white-knuckler type of games, and then certainly the playoff atmosphere against Tampa. Just from your perspective, what that felt like.
I think that's what you play for. I think the anticipation and the anxiety you get from it, the nerves and stuff, I think that's why you play. If you want to be on the biggest stage, you want to play in front of play the best teams and get to the playoffs and play in front of a lot of people. Now we got to that, and I think that's why you play the game. And it's pretty special, and I think that's what everybody's striving to get back to.
Does it motivate you, and do you
get
a sense that it motivates the other guys?
Oh, heck yeah. No doubt it does. You know, seeing 40-something thousand people screaming and waving those towels and seeing that atmosphere is something you want to play in front of. And I think that's what the city showed us last year was pretty special, and I think everybody's striving to get back to that for sure.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitcher Josh Tomlin as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Well, let's kind of look at things from your personal perspective here in spring training 2014. You're involved in a battle as far as this team is concerned with that number five spot. How do you approach that, certainly from the mental side especially?
I think for the mental side is you just go out there and try to do what you've done your entire life, your entire career. Just go out there and compete your butt off and let them make the decisions. And I don't think it's more of a competition within the guys. It's just going out there and competing against yourself, and whatever happens, wherever you break it, that's just how it goes. And, you know, I think you take that mindset of getting your work in, doing the best you can, and competing and trying to do, you know, you want to be sharp going into the season. So competing against those guys and competing against yourself is a good way to get sharp.
Is pressure a good thing, though, as far as, just how you respond to that? And it obviously, knowing that you're in a battle, it brings some pressure to that situation.
Yeah, and you're going to have pressure throughout the course of a year. So, I mean, having that pressure now is part of it. You know, that's part of the job. And, you know, I think it makes you sharper. It makes you, you know, makes that work that you're doing a little bit more special, a little bit, you know, I wouldn't say a little bit more special. It just makes it a little bit more intensified to where, you know you're going out there and you got to be your best, and that's what you want to do in the season anyway, so why not start in spring training?
Again, we're talking with Josh Tomlin, Indians pitcher. How do you feel? A question, 100% ready to go?
Yes, sir, I feel 100%. Now I'm about 17, 18 months out right now from surgery, so, you know, it's like I never had it anymore. It's arm feels good, body feels good, so I'm definitely looking forward to that and having a full season of being 100% healthy.
We were talking about, you know, the mental aspect of the game. Is that also true with an injury, just the whole mental aspect of grinding through rehab and
absolutely
trying to get back to where you were?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, no surgery is ever certain. It's not you don't look at the stats and say, oh, if you have elbow surgery, 100% is going to be back. They'd never say that. So it's a little bit. It's a little bit scary going through it first because you never know if you're going to come back from it. I know a couple of guys have had two Tommy John surgery without even getting back on the mound. So that was definitely a scare, but it's something that, you know, if you go through the process and do the process right, then you have a pretty good chance of coming back from it. So the mental aspect for me was kind of shutting off from worrying about competing at that level. It was just getting back to, okay, now we have to go through a stretch routine today. That might be the only thing we do, but it's going to be better for you in the long haul to where you're going to be healthy. So that aspect of it was a little bit mentally grinding, I guess, for lack of a better word. But the understanding the process, understanding this is what it takes to get back and to be 100% again, it was you have to kind of channel that into that rehab process and go from there.
Did it alter things at all as a pitcher, or are you pretty much doing the same things you did?
I'm doing the same things I did before I was hurt. And I think that's huge for me, is understanding that mindset is it's healthy, it's fixed. And that's once you start realizing that and feel that, and you don't feel it in your elbow anymore, I think you get that confidence back, you start getting that feeling back, and then it's just fun again.
Is there a moment that you can recall during rehab or now as you've been pitching again where you just let it rip and you go, I'm back to where I was?
I did that actually out here. The last game I pitched out here, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go out there and just you know, test a little bit and throw as hard as I can and start throwing curveballs as hard as you can. And once you get to that and you have that mindset of, I just did that and didn't have any pain. And the next day I was a little sore, but I was sore in the right spots. And that's when you go, okay, now I'm back. I feel good. I can start competing again and quit worrying about your arm or quit worrying about that. Sometimes subconsciously you have that feeling in your head, I don't want to throw this that hard, or I don't want to try to break a curveball because I'm afraid it's going to hurt. And once you get that out of the way, and I got that out of the way pretty early, then it's just, okay, now it's time to go compete and have a little fun.
And I'm sure for you, spring training couldn't have gotten here fast enough. For Indians fans, they've been waiting, but you had an off-season regimen. What'd you do between last October and now to get ready for spring training?
Just worked out, started throwing and got on a good long toss program and, worked out 5 days a week and just tried to get strong and tried to get ready to have for the long haul, for the 162-game season. And I think that's what you go in and prepare for. And seeing where, we ended up last year is I want to be a part of that. So that's the mindset you have going in off season is try to get strong, get healthy, and be able to help this team win.
Let's do it all over again.
That's right.
Josh, we appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Josh Tomlin joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.